Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we begin with Suratul Ma'idah, which means the table spread. It is the fifth surah of the majestic Quran in order. There are a few similarities between Suratul Nisa and Suratul Ma'idah. As I mentioned, every single surah has a connection with the one before it or after it. So Suratul Nisa discusses treaties, covenants, and contracts. And Suratul Ma'idah begins by commanding people to fulfill their covenants. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu awfu bil uqood, to fulfill their pledges, their covenants, and their contracts. And this is very important for Muslims to remember, that if you make a promise to your family, to your children, to yourselves, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to your masjid, your community, you have to fulfill those covenants and those pledges. Similarly, we have made covenants and pledges and a contract to live here in this country as citizens, as law-abiding citizens, and therefore we need to make sure that we fulfill our contracts and our pledges. Suratul Nisa introduced the prohibition of alcohol, whereas Suratul Ma'idah finalizes this prohibition, because as you know, that the prohibition of alcohol took place in three stages, and Suratul Ma'idah finalizes prohibition. Also, both of these surahs contain laws related to the people of the book Ahli Kitab, also to the polytheists and to the hypocrites as well. The significance of this particular surah and its name is was called the table spread because the people of Isa alayhi salam asked him to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send down a table spread with food as a sign that he was a true prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبَّنَا أَنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرِنَا وَآيَةً مِّنْكَ. This is what Isa alayhi salam asked Allah azza wa jal, that, O my Lord, O my Creator, these people, my followers, are saying that they will only believe in me and follow me if you send down a table spread with food as a sign, as a true prophet, and then they will believe in me. So Allah Azza wa Jal did that. Another name for this surah is Suratul Uqood, which means the surah of contracts as well. So this surah was revealed in Madinatul Munawwara. Suratul Ma'idah was revealed after the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. It is believed that this was the last surah that was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And there's also a hadith in this regard. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam recited this surah during his farewell sermon. And that he said, whatever permissible matters you find in it, then consider them permissible. And whatever impermissible matters you find in it, then consider them impermissible. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. This is the day where your religion has been completed for you, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen and designated this way of life, this religion for you, and completed the blessings upon you. So this is that particular verse that we're referring to. So the summary of Suratul Ma'idah is that it outlines a number of laws, including laws of contracts, laws about relationship between Muslims and non-Muslims, for example, interfaith marriage, and what Muslims are allowed to eat from the food of the Ahl Kitab and what they are not allowed to eat. It also establishes that the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, even though there are differences, slight differences between the delivery of the prophets, but the religion itself is one, which is the religion of submission, the religion of worshipping the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any other deity, without any other partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is that particular surah which establishes the one, the religion of Allah azza wa jal. The surah also teaches us three important stories. The story of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and his followers, as you know, which is a very, very comprehensive story, which also is there in Suratul Baqarah. And the story of the two sons of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Qabil and Habil, and also the story of the table spread, the Ma'idah, which was revealed from the heavens for the Christians so that they could believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe in the prophethood of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to reflect upon Suratul Ma'idah and also reflect upon that particular verse where we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy, for His protection, and we believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any hesitation, without any reluctance whatsoever. Jazakumullahu khairan.